This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job first.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Brandon Smith joining us now. He's been on with us before, so welcome back, Brandon. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Great. You're a founder of the Liberty Movement, 15-year veteran, I should say, of the Liberty Movement, founder of the Alternative Market Project, which, by the way, the website is alt-market.us. You've got an article there, The Fall of the Mainstream Media and the Biggest Lies They Told in 2021. Let's get into it.
Oh, sure. Well, where do we start?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which one do we talk about?
Yeah, there's a, you know, it's funny, putting that article together, there were so many lies from the mainstream media, it was really hard to whittle them down to just six or seven. But I think one of the biggest ones, obviously, is the lie about the January 6th protests and trying to make them into an insurrection, which,
right.
You know, last I checked, an insurrection is an armed rebellion where you take over the government. that's not what happened.
It's not a few guys that, you know, I realize there was a few that knuckleheads that went in that shouldn't have, but some got kind of shoved in with the crowd. Some stumbled through windows, and I get it. And I agree with you, by the way, Brandon, and I haven't really talked about it a ton on my show, partially because I don't really want to highlight and give the left anything they don't already, you know, have and you know, just something to talk about, because to me it was just a lot to do about nothing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, especially compared to, I mean, if you take the two, you know, two separate events as far as the BLM riots and the protests at
The burning down of cities and taking over of police stations, Brandon, those riots?
Yeah, you know, the peaceful ones.
Yeah, the peaceful ones. Got it. I want to make sure I'm in the right, you know, I want to make sure we're talking about the right thing here.
Right. You compare those two things, and it really, all the rhetoric about insurrection surrounding the Capitol building becomes ridiculous. You can't call one a peaceful protest and call the other an insurrection, because one did far less damage than the other, and also none of the deaths that they tried to attribute to the people at the Capitol building, none of those actually were directly involved any of the protesters. Now we know that most of them were medically caused, not by protesters.
That's right.
And the only person that was actually killed violently was, I believe, Ashley Babbitt.
That's right.
Was shot, you know, unarmed and shot by a police officer.
Yeah, and we talked about that yesterday. We actually had a police officer on, kind of an expert in all of that, talking about how little information we even have on that, no discipline for the officer that did the shooting. I mean, so many things there that are just, in my opinion, one big cover-up, a lie, to your point of the article that you wrote. It's just another one of those lies told in 2021.
Right, and my theory on this is, you know, as far as the insurrection narrative goes, my theory is that they're doing this because they know, I think, that things are going to get very bad in this country eventually, probably sooner rather than later. And so they're preemptively putting out that insurrection narrative because they know people are going to be very angry very soon about a lot of things, from the mandates to, you know, inflation. So they're trying to head that off at the pass. And anyone who gets angry about anything now is an insurrectionist.
That's right. Let's talk about the Texas power grid failure, the things that happened down there. I mean, you talk about a huge cover-up. I mean, we heard it all last year, none of it being truthful.
Yeah, that one's really interesting because I think really it revolves around, not around really the Texas power grid, but something else indirectly, which is the fact that millions of people were relocating out of blue states into Texas to get away from the mandates and, you know, blue state bureaucracy and everything else. So I think what they are trying to do is, you know, do a hatchet job story on Texas to try to dissuade people from, you know, relocating to red states. Texas does have its own independent power grid, and one of the things that they kept bringing up was, you know, well, that, oh, Texas thinks they can be independent. You know, they talk about secession, but they can't even keep their power grid up. You know, when it turns out that the biggest failure during that winter storm, which was a freak winter storm,
right,
was on the green energy end of things. It was the windmills that failed the most. And the reason that people don't understand this or know this is because the mainstream media never talks about the actual numbers and stats involved in how much energy was produced by those windmills. It was almost 30% of Texas's power grid is you know, energy produced by those windmills up until the storm. Then it dropped down to 6%. And this is what the media ran with. They said, well, the windmills are only 6% of the power grid, so you can't say that them going down was a problem. They completely ignored the fact that it was they were producing 30% of the power up until the storm, and that the natural gas plants had to increase production in order to meet that demand. And then the other thing is, you know, that Texas had a million people from the end of 2019 to the beginning of 2021 move into the state. So they had a massive jump in electricity demand in that state. So, you know, you have to account for that as well.
Well, and let's add one more thing to what your list is there. I don't even know if this is in your article, but they also had folks running the grid that didn't live in the state, a bunch of lefties basically running the grid itself, that when this all happened weren't even around to watch it happen, which I think has since changed as well.
Right, and the biggest problem, you know, to clarify, the biggest problem with the windmills is that they were federally built, federally incentivized.
Right.
The federal government was paying companies to build these things without weatherizing, by the way, but paying companies to build these things instead of investing their money and resources into more natural gas plants, which would have worked much better than the windmills.
Which they're in one of the biggest gas basins outside of probably this area in Colorado there is, and that's what they should have been doing to begin with.
Exactly. If they had had more natural gas plants, there would have been no grid down.
That's right. All right, let's talk about Fauci. This is always a big one in my book. We just had somebody on a moment ago talking about all the things regarding, you know, COVID vaccines and so on, which that whole mantra, there's so many lies that have come out of the mainstream media. But let's start with the king of lies himself, Fauci.
But yeah, Fauci is probably one of the highest paid liars in government.
Yep. If not the... I mean, not saying there's not more people that make, you know, there are people that make more money than him, because there are, you know, government workers, because college coaches would probably fall into government workers, Brandon. But let's face it, when it comes to actually being on TV and lying to the American public, he's the king.
Yes, and what's amazing is he acts like he's the victim. And this is sort of a classic behavior of a narcissistic sociopath, this sort of projecting, you know, gaslighting, pretending to be the victim when you're the one that's been lying and victimizing people, and then you get caught,
right,
and then you say, oh, no, they're attacking me, they're coming at me, you know. That's classic narcissistic behavior. So I'm pretty sure, I think we got his psychology figured out. But probably, you know, the biggest lie that he's told, you know, I guess in my opinion, was the issues with the Wuhan lab, trying to suppress the fact that the virus most likely came from the level 4 Wuhan lab in China. It's the only level 4 lab in Asia. And, you know, he's out there with all these media people trying to say that it came from the virus came from bat soup. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Right a block away is the biggest virology lab in Asia.
That's
so
right.
There's that. And then there's manipulation of the actual virus. So if you look at the genetics of the virus, there's a 96% match to a strain of COVID, which they held at that lab since 2013. Now it's a 96% match. You know, what happened to the other 4%? Well, I think what happened was they manipulated the virus to make it humans susceptible to it, and that's where we account for the other 4%.
I agree. Now, one other thing, too, that goes along with that is his continual lie that this has now become a virus of the unvaccinated. I mean, to the point where we've now got Quebec and Canada wanting to actually give out penalties, you know, fines, if you would, for not being vaccinated. What a bunch of nonsense.
Right. It's an utter lie. If you actually look at the government's own stats, if you look at the CDC stats, look for information on breakthrough cases. If you look at, for example, Massachusetts, they have thousands of breakthrough cases, thousands of deaths from fully vaccinated patients, fully vaccinated patients. If you calculate the death rate among fully vaccinated people in Massachusetts, it's higher than the national average. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why that's happening. I'm just saying that's the math. You know, breakthrough cases are a reality that you can't get around it. Thousands of people in the countries around the world are dying, and they're fully vaccinated. Yep. So you can't say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
No, there's an article that just came out that fully vaccinated Australians in the hospital with COVID surpass the unvaccinated. So to your point, that's exactly what's happening around the world. The last lie that I want to talk about, because it's been something I've been talking about really all year long, and I even argued with several, you know, quote-unquote financial experts early on in 2021, and that is this lie that there's no inflation.
Right. Yeah, I think that's, you know, they've been saying
that. We already now finally admit that even they are admitting that it is finally there. But, man, it took them about 10 months to admit it.
Yeah, this is actually, you know, my primary work that I do in sort of the alternative media is economics. And this is a problem that a lot of us in this field have been warning about for many years now, especially since 2008 when the Fed started pumping out massive amounts of stimulus to sort of ward off the credit crisis. Mm-hmm. And really all they did was set us up for an inflationary disaster. And that's something that I think that's a discussion that needs to be had more in the mainstream, especially now that it's openly admitted that inflation is at 40-year highs, which that's the official rate if you calculate inflation according to the methods they used back in the 1980s, it's actually quite a bit higher.
Right.
But, you know, going by the official numbers even, the inflation is at 40-year highs, and I think it's going to about to get a lot worse, especially probably by the end of this year.
I had a conversation yesterday with a, you know, quote unquote, you know, financial expert. We have him on a monthly basis, and we were going back and forth on it. I mean, you know, I'm a business owner, so I see this firsthand. When you've got to pay more money for labor to get people to show up, and I'm paying more money to run trucks at the pump because that price has gone up and insurance has gone up, and on down the line we go, Brandon. The reality is, there, to your point, there really, there's no end in sight until some of those things change, and we're doing nothing as a country to change any of that.
Well, and that's and another thing is the way government calculates CPI. They don't count food, housing,
nope,
or energy,
nope,
in those calculations. So those are the massive necessities. Those are core necessities, and they're all skyrocketing. And even if you just look at inflation in energy prices, say, you know, everything depends on energy to run. So
if you look at gas prices, we're up 30% from where we were 2 years ago, even,
right,
you know, pre-COVID,
I mean,
I'm saying.
Globally, food prices are up at least 30%,
right,
and I'm noticing from my own personal expenses that it's been an increase of 20%. Just in the past few months, I've seen an increase of 20% in my own expenses. So I'm sure this is something that a lot of your listeners are noticing, and I think it's impossible for them to hide it anymore. So we do need to have a mainstream discussion about who is responsible, who's responsible for this, and how do we fix it.
Agree. Where do folks find you? I know it's alt-market.us or alt-market.us. Is that the best place for folks to find you, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my website, alt-market.us.
All right, perfect. Brandon, again, we'll have you back. I appreciate you joining us and a little extra time today, but I appreciate you staying with us.
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Brandon Smith, again, it's alt-market.us, not .com, it's .us. Again, we'll have those links up on the website later tonight. as well. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Again, if you buy a furnace in January, you get that filtration system that they add onto the furnace. It is an add-on, but it's free. It's a nice UV air purification system. We talked to Lewis about that on Monday. Go to klzradio.com, 720-526-0231.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air knows their reputation as a business depends on their technicians. Most HVAC companies hire based on technical skill alone, but Absolute wants to be sure how their employees will treat their customers. At Absolute, every new hire must go through a rigorous training process, including an entire month of ride-alongs with more experienced technicians, proving both their technical aptitude and their commitment to customer service. Some HVAC companies actually train their staff to make customers feel uncomfortable because they think that's the most effective way to get a sale. Absolute has the opposite goal, to make you and your home more comfortable. They will never send a new tech out on a job alone until they hear glowing reports from long-term employees about how they treat their customers. It's easy to say you prioritize customer service, but happy customers prove it. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has more than 900 Google reviews averaging 4.9 stars out of 5. Call now to schedule an estimate. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Folks, with the fires that we just went through here in Colorado, it's really a solid reminder. I mean, we're reminded all the time, but a solid reminder that you've got to make sure your insurance is up to date, you're covered properly, you've got the right coverage to match what you have as far as assets go. Give Paul a call today, 303, my agent, by the way, Paul, 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
The rebate program with American National Insurance saves everyone money by incentivizing responsible money management. Depending on the cost, customers of Paul Leuenberger will sometimes choose to pay out of pocket rather than making a claim because they'd rather receive the sizable rebate at the end of 3 years than pay their deductible now. As a result, American National Insurance tends to pay out fewer claims each year compared to the competition, which is in part what gives them an A credit rating. American National Insurance then passes along that benefit to their customers by keeping their rates as good or better than their competition. With other insurance companies, you'd need to purchase extra rider policies at additional cost in order to receive comparable coverage. But American National Insurance rewards personal responsibility. Call Paul Leuenberger now for more comprehensive home insurance coverage at remarkably reasonable rates. 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts do all of the market research at no cost to you.
We're independent brokers. Now, what's an independent broker? What does that mean? We don't work for an insurance company. Okay, we contract with many different insurance companies so that we can offer their products, so that we can shop and provide you the best deal out there. When you're buying insurance online or you're calling that call center, that 1-800 number, they're not geared to looking and uncovering what your real needs are. They've got a product to sell. So when you call, they're like, okay, option A, B, and C, which one do you want? A lot of what we do up front before even talking to you about any product is finding out what you need. And then once we go through the fact finding to figure out what you need, then we can go and shop the products.
Call now for a free analysis of your home and auto insurance. 303-423-0162. 303-423-0162.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Folks, I was really baffled by the fact I couldn't figure out why hospitalization of COVID patients was increasing. And I've been watching the numbers, and I mean, they haven't been increasing to this alarming rate that, you know, the media would like you to believe. In fact, that's another lie. But I couldn't figure out why they were actually going up. And I was even saying that on air and asking some of those questions even. And we have our answer. We've had it now for a while, and we've talked about it even on air. But really, the answer is, this came out from a tweet, by the way, from my great friend at 9 News, Kyle Clark. No, he's not my friend. Can't stand the guy, frankly. I think he's one of the most arrogant jerks on the planet. But here's a tweet he put out. New at UC Health estimates that only one-third of hospitalized patients diagnosed with COVID are there due solely to COVID. The less serious and faster spreading Omicron variant is showing up in many patients hospitalized for other reasons. In fact, folks, there's facts out now that folks in the hospital are catching COVID because of what we're talking about. So that means 70% of folks that are hospitalized right now for COVID are there for other reasons. Yeah, that's how the math works. 70% is two-thirds. 30% would be one-third, roughly. That's how the numbers work, folks. I know it's 33 and a third, but we're really close on that. So only a third of hospitalized patients in Colorado, at least in the UC Healthcare Network, but folks, it's going to be the same everywhere, are there because of COVID only. I couldn't figure out why, first of all, would you even go to the hospital with Omicron because it's such a mild case of COVID. It's more like a cold. And last I checked, most people don't go to the hospital for a cold. But here's where I think we've also gone with this. Because we've hyped up COVID so much in the last 2 years, that when somebody starts having a little shortness of breath or, you know, they've got a fever or headache or whatever, the first thing they do is run to the hospital, the ER, urgent care, whatever it happens to be, which frankly is the last place you should be going in that case, unless you're deathly ill. Then, of course, go. We have a dear friend of the station's, which I'm not going to give names out until he can allow me to, but dear friend of the station here where he got COVID, and by the way, fully vaccinated, but got COVID, and oxygen level went down into the 80% range, which is enough that they called 911 and the ambulance showed up. To his benefit, by the way, the ambulance, they showed up, told him what to do. In this particular case, the gentleman's wife is a nurse and has some medical background, so they were able to stabilize him, get his oxygen level up, and the ambulance said, "Don't go to the hospital. It's the last place we need you." Why? Because they know that's like a death sentence, ending up in the hospital. So to his credit, this particular ambulance crew got him back on his feet, got him on track, got the oxygen levels up. He's been able to do everything on a home care basis and didn't have to go to the hospital, fortunately. But had it not been for these ambulance folks, you know, basically keeping him out of the hospital, he may have very well ended up there. So are there times where folks are going to end up in the hospital? Absolutely. Should they? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I will tell you that my feeling is, if you look at the data, there's a lot of folks there that, frankly, shouldn't be. And we already know now that 70% of them are there because of something else. A lot of you would say, well, John, you know, you're just a conspiracy guy. You believe in all this nonsense. It's not true. Go look at the data. You know, people are dying. I mean, we hear that all the time. People are dying. People die anyways, folks. Not trying to be coy, but they do. People die. They die of heart attacks, and they die of diabetes, and they die of heart failure, and they die of kidney failure. They die of all sorts of things. They get in traffic accidents, and you name it. They die. People die. It's a fact of life. That's why you need to know where you're going. Most of you that listen probably do, so I'm preaching to the choir. But at any rate, what I would come back and say is, you know, the reason why I know that our powers that be in the media especially don't really care about you as a person or a patient is, when have you seen an advertisement to prevent you from either getting COVID in the first place or telling you what to do if you get COVID? When have you seen an ad for that? The answer is you haven't. Yet last night I'm sitting at BW3's. I go there on Tuesdays because it's a buy one, get half off kind of a deal, and sort of a tradition for us to do so. But I see an ad up on the screen, and it's three people I just love. Not really. Obama, Clinton, and Bush. Three ex-presidents telling us, get vaccinated. And I'm thinking, first of all, if you three knuckleheads are telling me to do it, it's the last thing I'm going to go do, because not one of you knew what you were doing when you were running the country. Literally. But those three knuckleheads are up there telling me to get vaccinated. So there are ads out there telling you to get vaccinated, but there's no ad saying, ask your doctor for ivermectin if you get COVID. It'll help you. or start taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure in the first place. Or make sure that your C and D and all the other vitamins that we talk about with Dr. Kelly on Thursdays, make sure you're doing that. When's the last public service message you've seen talking about what to do to prevent COVID and or if you get it, how to get over it, folks? None. And why am I loud and mad about this? Because it's a bunch of crap. That's why. We're pushing a vaccine that doesn't work. They claimed it would and it would stop COVID. It didn't. Yet there's drug companies making gazillions of dollars off of this, all at the expense of people dying. Why are we not outraged at this? We should be. Yet there's people running around looking at me when I don't wear a mask like I'm some sort of a heel. Like I'm doing something wrong. What a bunch of garbage, people. When's this going to end? Literally, when are we going to end this? It's a bunch of crap. Yet there's not a single PSA out there telling you what to do if you get COVID, what to do to prevent COVID. No, no, no. Instead, we'll just tell you to go to the hospital and put you on a vent. What a bunch of nonsense. We have been lied to, duped, our lives squandered, all in the name of quote-unquote science, and it's junk science at that. I encourage any of you that would want to disagree with me to send me a nice message, text, or email and prove me wrong, by the way. You can't. That's why all of you have been silent here for the last several months. At one time, people would actually text me and email me and tell me I was wrong. They're silent. They're crickets now. Why? Because they can't. There's no data to back up what they're saying. In fact, all the data backs up me and what we've been saying on this program for 2 years now. All right, I got to go to break. We got a guest joining us here in just a minute. Get off my soapbox for a moment, but geez, people, this is ridiculous. My blood pressure's through the roof. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And folks, please, we're another one that gets my blood pressure going. Folks that don't have the right tires that are in my way constantly. Go to Extreme Auto Repair, get the right tires, get things handled, all at their cost. And they can fix everything else on your vehicle at the same time. 303-841-1071 is Extreme Auto Repair.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will not sacrifice quality. Even with everyday items out of stock, they refuse to compromise the durability of their materials. The leadership team at Extreme Auto Repair plans ahead to mitigate the impact of supply chain issues for their customers. They handle the headaches behind the scenes so you don't have to. For instance, the team at Extreme Auto Repair normally prefers Napa Gold oil filters, but limited supply has forced them to search for comparable quality elsewhere. You probably wouldn't notice the difference, but they want to protect you from the possibility of a cheap filter damaging your vehicle. They've seen it all before. One pinhole leak along a seam leads to a ruined motor. They want to change your oil the right way, so they will go straight to the manufacturer to find oil filters that will last without leaking. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, your vehicle's parts and materials will meet or exceed OE standards every time. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks. Other things that make me mad is when insurance companies don't do what they should and you need legal representation. That's where Kevin Flesch comes into play. He will be your advocate, your friend, and will help you out. 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesch. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesch & Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, and we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Bill, you've got some time. We're going to go ahead and move our guest a little bit here because this is, I think, a very, very important topic. So go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. My apologies. I'm driving, so hopefully I don't go through.
You're fine. Here.
But, you know, to your point just a second ago, I think we should all be mad. And, you know, I actually just I had a confirmed case of COVID last week. It was Omicron based on all the symptomology, et cetera, mm-hmm. stayed in my chest, never got into my lungs. And I picked up on a treatment from one of the docs down in Texas who's been treating thousands of COVID patients. He's a board-certified cardiologist. He's sharp cookie. And that was a nasal flush with hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And it knocked it on its socks. With literally within minutes after doing it, I felt better.
Wow.
And to your point, why we're not hearing about that? It's criminal.
Yeah, why? Yeah, thank you, Bill. Why are we not allowed, A, to talk about it, B, give this information out collectively to all of the world, not just us as U.S. citizens, but and furthermore, why is it not only being done that way, but we're suppressing it on top of it? You're being told if you put this information
totally.
On Facebook or any other social media outlet that, you, that the fact checkers will say you're wrong, Bill. It's a bunch of garbage.
To your point, the same physician, it's Dr. Peter McCullough. You know, he's over 600 peer-reviewed journals. He, at the beginning of this, his wife encouraged him to make a YouTube video about his experiences, what he's seen with COVID. They yanked it almost immediately, violated community guidelines. This guy's treated thousands of COVID patients. He's had COVID, both the wild variant and Omicron. Very eminently qualified to talk about treatment, but he is being, this voice being shut down.
That's right. You know, we've heard Dr. Kelly mention the same thing. Multiple others have gone through that as well. I mean, Malone, even, who was the inventor of mRNA, is being shut down. Anybody that comes out against whatever the normal media and the power that be, the Faucis, by the way, and by the way, he's the guy at the top of all this. Anybody out there that wants to disagree with me, feel free to do so. This guy is at the top, Bill. He is the king of the mountain. What he says goes. He's the one pushing this out, in my opinion, to everybody that's out there in the media included. He is the guy at the top and the most responsible with all of this as far as I'm concerned.
It's dirty. It's greasy is what it is.
And he looks, just a side note, he looks dirty and greasy as well. This guy looks like an absolute scumbag, which he is.
I'm about to go through a zone here, so I'm just prepping you for that.
Okay.
But there's so much information that's out there on their home, excuse me, on their own websites. And going back, you know, 10, 15 years, and they make no attempts to hide how a lot of what we're going through right now, they predicted it. And they also acknowledge a lot of the treatment protocols that they are now shutting down, too.
Yep.
It goes back to the old thing, follow the money, John. I mean, it's crass as that sounds. I hate to say it. But,
no,
you're
100% correct. And again, why more Americans, Bill, aren't spitting mad over this is beyond me.
I don't understand it either, John. And, you know, encouraging news out of the EU today about they're basically warning about against taking the boosters. So it's encouraging.
It's starting. Yep, it's starting.
People somewhere there's got to be a collective awakening.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Anyhow,
Bill, I appreciate it. Glad you're feeling better. Thanks for that update,
by the way.
I appreciate it, sir. Make me not feel
Thank
so crazy.
You.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, folks. Don't forget to ask about the all-in-one. Get all my A's correctly here. The all-in-one mortgage. Don't forget to ask Kurt about that. 720-895-0500.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable interest mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, folks, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, meet with him. Get your financial plan in order. We know there's a lot of things coming down the pike here in 2022, inflation being one of them. Make sure you're ready for that. Talk to Al, klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Make sure that your income and retirement belongs to you, not to the IRS. Worst case scenario, you have your nest egg stored entirely in taxable accounts when you hit the age of required minimum distributions, which means you must pull that money out by law. The sudden influx of cash bumps you into a higher tax bracket, so you're stuck paying a large percentage of your nest egg to the IRS instead of keeping that income for yourself. Golden Eagle Financial includes tax planning as part of your retirement plan. Al Smith will help you plan ahead so you have time to withdraw some of that money slowly. By transitioning a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts, you won't feel the hit so badly when you reach the age of required minimum distributions. Preserve your income by planning a tax-efficient retirement. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, basically it's individual health insurance for people under age 65. This year, a lot of people don't realize there's a boatload of people out there who previously did not qualify for the tax credit that do now.
Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts now, 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, time for me to calm down, not be so mad. I've got J. Christian Adams joining us right now. There's an issue, by the way, going on here in Colorado with our attorney general. Christian, you want to talk to us about it, sir?
Well, right. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it very much. And I was kind of on my soapbox earlier talking about all the nonsense with COVID and the fact we're not, you know, really even helping people in regards to it. We're telling them to get a jab instead of things that really do work. But anyways, on to bigger and better things, because what you're going to talk about is very, very important to our state.
Well, right. And here's what's going on. I'm with the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and all we care about is elections running smoothly and correctly. And under federal law, Colorado is supposed to keep their voter rolls clean, and the public is supposed to be able to ask for records to show whether or not they're doing it. But in Colorado, they're not complying with federal law, and they're not letting the citizens see what's happening. They're hiding what they're doing with elections because they belong to a third-party group called ERIC. I mean, nobody knows what this is. It's this outside group that does all the cleaning of the voter rolls, but they're hiding from the public what's going on in the election offices.
Okay, so ERIC stands for Electronic Registration Information Center. Am I right in saying that?
That's right. It's a 31-state consortium, and Colorado is one of the member states. And incidentally, the taxpayers of Colorado pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to belong to this consortium.
Okay, so what is it ERIC actually does for Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State?
Right. The Secretary of State sends ERIC in their like magic box,
okay,
all of their voter rolls and all of their information about
so,
you.
So let me make sure we explain this correctly. Whether you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, if you're on those rolls, your name's in this box. You're basically what we're saying.
Correct. And then so ERIC tells Colorado, thank you very much. we've cooked the cake. Here's who you should take on and off the rolls. Here's who's dead. Here's who's moved away. Trust us. We got it right. Just do what we say. And Colorado then does it. Well, under federal law, that's supposed to be a transparent process.
Okay.
We're supposed to know whether or not election officials are doing it correctly, doing it competently, and doing it comprehensively. And in Colorado, you don't know because they hide. And here's the big deal. They hide everything behind this Eric smokescreen. And so the public can't know what's going on.
So it's not that we're really against Eric and the fact that they're going through the rolls. All you're saying is, fine, but let us see the results of what they did so we can double check to make sure the work is correct.
Right. And it's more than just that, though. We want to see the results because we're finding that Eric's dropping the ball. The
okay.
dead people are staying on the voter rolls. The dead people end up staying on for a very long period of time. And it's sort of like, imagine if any other branch of government said, hey, we let some other third party do this, and you can't see our work. That's what's happening
in totally
Colorado.
And by the way, you know, Christian, you know this. It doesn't matter whether we're talking, you know, churches, government, business. If there's no accountability when it comes to things, you know, like their data, how can you trust the data?
Exactly. And that's the problem. If government is meant to be transparent, and because of this third-party group that's been set up, incidentally, the history of Eric is a whole other story. I mean, it goes back to Pew and left-wing foundations, whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. And the history of this is actually the important part is what's going on now, the performance. And Eric's dropping the ball. They're not doing a good job in Colorado. The Secretary of State gets to pass the buck, doesn't she? It's like, oh, hey, I didn't do this. This was Eric who did this. And so it creates a lack of accountability in running our elections.
So it's basically a bunch of finger-pointing that goes back and forth. We never get the real data, so we can double-check it to find out whether or not it's accurate or not. And therefore, that's why you guys filed a federal lawsuit, right?
Right. We filed a lawsuit because we want the smokescreen that Eric has, this third-party group, cloaking Colorado elections. We want that smokescreen to be blown away because it violates federal law. You can't hide what election administrators are doing to keep the rolls clean. That's against the law. You can't do it. Congress said it has to be transparent. Colorado's breaking the law.
So I guess if you can talk about it, fine. But what is the Secretary of State's office saying in regards to this? And I mean, are they admitting they're not showing it? Do they not care? I mean, you filed a lawsuit, so something weird must be going on.
Yeah, they'll dig in. Mark my words. They have some real radicals inside that office. They have for a long time.
Yep.
who don't think they do anything wrong. And trust me on this one. They really know that you can't hide public information through a third-party contract, but they'll say that till a judge tells them to do otherwise.
So they're hiding behind – make sure I get this straight. They're hiding behind the fact that Eric, this Electronic Registration Information Center, does all this for them. They're essentially saying you can't have the results of this because Eric's doing it for us, therefore we're not going to let you. I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out, Christian, where their rationale is here.
Well, they have a contract with Eric, and the Eric contract says you're not allowed to disclose this information.
That's a bunch of garbage.
That's what I'm saying. They have a contract that literally says unless a court orders you to disclose this, you aren't allowed to be transparent to the public. That violates federal law. They're hiding how they're running elections.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
Well, it would also tell me, maybe I'm just again, never went to college, Christian. I'm just a novice, you know, business owner. I don't know diddly squat about certain things in life. But what this would tell me, just common sense-wise, is if you're not letting your data be known, what are you hiding?
Well, that's a real concern because we have found dead people on Colorado voter rolls that Eric is supposed to be fixing. And they're dropping the ball. Imagine if some government service agency farmed out all their work to a third party and said, you're not allowed to see any documents. I mean, that's what's going on with Eric.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing. And by the way, the Secretary of State does a lot of things when it comes to the record keeping of the state, as we all know. I guess the same thing could be said, you know, Christian, when it comes to, you know, deeds of trust, and on down the line we go, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, any government record,
right?
Imagine that they gave them to a third party and said, oh, I'm sorry, you can't see that public record because we have a contract with a storage facility that says they're not going to give it to you unless a court orders it. That's what's going on with one of the most important parts of Colorado's government, how we run our elections.
Yeah, these need to be public. People need to be able to see them. You need to be able to check your own record, by the way, Christian, as well. And as far as I'm concerned, you'll be able to check the record of your neighbor if you want to. That's how this is supposed to work.
Right. And imagine if you got removed from the voter rolls improperly. Like, the flip side of them not removing dead people is they remove you improperly. If you wanted to see those records, like, why did you remove me? The government of Colorado can say, I'm sorry, I have a contract with Eric, and I'm not allowed to give you that analysis as to why we remove you. That's how insidious this is when you hide government decisions about your right to vote.
So I guess I have another really dumb question. Who makes the decision to use Eric? Is that strictly a Jenna Griswold Secretary of State issue, or does the legislature are they able to weigh in on this, the governor and so on? I mean, how does that part of it work?
Well, I confess, this was not Griswold who got in with Eric, but in most states, it does require legislative approval because it costs a ton of money. You guys pay, like I said, it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, for you to farm out your voter roll maintenance and to make everything secret. It's like a black box. And so Colorado taxpayers are paying this organization to hide information about how you run elections.
So I guess, again, trying just to wrap my mind around this, you know, Christian, get my arms wrapped around this. If Eric isn't there for a state, so the 31 states use it, the other, I can do the math really quick, 29 states, I guess, out there that don't use it, how do they handle it that aren't using Eric?
Yeah, they do it themselves. I mean, remember, Eric was originally a blue state project.
Okay.
It was almost exclusively Democrat-run states that were involved in Eric, and that gets back to the DNA of Eric that I alluded to earlier in the interview. And so it was almost exclusively a blue state project. And so what happened was there was a competitor. It was called the Kansas State Crosscheck, and it basically did the same thing as Eric does, but it does it for free. Yeah. And it got attacked by all these left-wing organizations and courts. It got destroyed and obliterated. And so states didn't have nowhere to turn. They had nowhere to turn. So Eric started getting red states, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Utah, Alaska. And because there was nowhere else to turn to do interstate cross-checking. But a state doesn't need that to know who's dead, right?
Right.
The state can figure out who's dead from other information sources.
Yeah, the state, those states, you know, if you die in the state of Colorado, there's a death certificate that's issued by the state. That's pretty easy to check, Christian.
Right. And there's a lot of other ways to find out. Credit agencies. Other states use a lot of tools besides this black magic box at Eric to figure out who's dead and alive.
And I didn't know this, but the initial states that created Eric back in 2012 were Colorado, blue state, Delaware, blue state, Maryland, blue state, Nevada, blue state, Utah, kind of a blue state, red state, Virginia, and Washington. So other than Utah, those are all blue states.
Right. And look, this was originally a project of the Pew Charitable Trust. It got money from the Open Society Institute. It was part of an effort to create an interchange between states and essentially a left of center nonprofit. And so Eric was originally designed out of the left, and that's why states, like you just read, were involved with it. And who knows what they do with the data, by the way. We don't have clear answers. All the information that Colorado sends to Eric, we don't know what Eric does with it afterwards. Do they consolidate it and send it to a group like Catalyst, which is a big data sharing organization for unions. We don't know.
Interesting.
That's part of the problem, is all of this information is then out in the mothership.
All right, so we're running out of time. How do folks find more about what you guys have going on and can stay updated on this?
Publicinterestlegal.org. I'm Jay Christian Adams, and you can read all about this at publicinterestlegal.org.
And I was wrong on my math. It's 19 states. Somebody, you know, when you're doing this on the fly, it's really hard, you know, Christian, as you know, but it's 19 other states that don't use this. So, Jay Christian Adams, thank you so much for joining us. Keep us up to date, sir.
All right. Take care.
You're
Bye-bye.
Very welcome. I appreciate it. Folks, we'll be right back. Franktown Firearms coming up next. And, hey, if you're in need of a firearm and you want to buy a new one, or by the way, the gun that I don't like is the one that I don't already own, so, you know, I love guns. It's just one of those things. So, at any rate, folks, if you anything you need when it comes to owning firearms, getting trained, all of that, it's all one-stop shopping, Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
You will leave Franktown Firearms happier than you walked in. Nobody looks cheerful these days. Everybody seems stressed about the future. At Franktown Firearms, you will experience the satisfaction of becoming self-reliant. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages first-time shooters to get training right away because you'll reinforce good habits from the beginning, making your practice more effective. Whether you feel more comfortable in a group class or one-on-one with an instructor, they will tailor your training to fit your goals. You want control of your personal safety and the safety of your family. Learning how to take care of yourself and your family feels good. Instead of worrying, you can have the confidence that you will know how to respond in an emergency. As Sean and Nate would say, you can't not smile when you fire off some freedom seeds. They promise to treat every customer with the same level of respect and professionalism, whether you spend $5 or $5,000. Sign up for training now at klzradio.com/franktown, where students become friends.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's about it for today. We covered a lot of ground. I told you at the top of the 3 o'clock hour we had a busy show in store. I didn't lie. We did. We had a ton we packed in. Again, if there's ever anything you missed, you can always text us as well, 307-200-8222. But you can go to the website, rushtoreason.com, find all of the show notes there, find past episodes. Even tonight, we'll have that stuff up a little bit later. So if you missed anything in today's program, because the National Crawford Roundtable is next, you can't even listen at 3 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. But you can still find everything we did today on that website, and does a great job of keeping that all together and keeping you abreast of whatever you might miss. So with that, we're going to get out of here. National Crawford Roundtable is next. Again, we'll be back tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Dr. Kelly Vitry and Steve House will join us then. Otherwise, enjoy your evening. God bless you all. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.